This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, to take your Bible, to turn to the passages which we call your attention, and see if the things that we teach are so. No man should simply trust any other man. It is our responsibility to turn to the Bible and read for ourselves what the Bible teaches, and to accept as a part of our faith only that which we can see for ourselves to be plainly taught in the Bible. I want you to do that. I plead with you to do it today. Open your Bible and read in Luke chapter 13, verses 6 to 9. We've been studying for several days now about the great teaching of our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the incomparable teacher of all time. And one of the great reasons why he was that kind of teacher was because he taught such wonderful lessons, such profound lessons from the ordinary things of life. He would teach men great and profound spiritual lessons by calling attention to such trivial, ordinary affairs as fishing and farming and running and so on. Here he teaches a great lesson by using a fig tree. There was a man, you see, in this story who had a fig tree planted in the vineyard, and he came to it 3 years looking for fruit, and he didn't find any. And therefore he said to his vine dresser, "Cut it down, because it's simply a hindrance. It cumbers the ground." But the vine dresser made intercession and pleaded that the tree might be spared until he would have opportunity of digging about it, working with it, fertilizing it. And then he said, "If it doesn't bear fruit, then we shall cut it down." And so this was granted, and we can see the point. God intends for human beings to bear the fruit of a Christian character. Now, of course, you obviously cannot do that unless you become a Christian. And you cannot become a Christian unless you are in Christ, for salvation is in Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10. But you can get into Christ in only one way, that is, by as a penitent believer being baptized into Him. Romans chapter 6 verses 3 to 5. Galatians chapter 3 verses 26 and 27. There is simply no passage in the Bible which tells you how to get into Christ other than by being baptized into Him. But even if you are baptized into Christ, that is not sufficient to assure eternal life, for you must live the Christian life. You must bear fruit. Notice the tree was planted in the right place. It was in the vineyard. You can be in the right place, that is, in the kingdom of God, but if you do not bear fruit, the fruit of a Christian life, and work and live the Christian life, then you will be fruitless and you will be lost. Last time, at the close of our study, I was just pointing out the fact that a child of God, a member of a local congregation, who has lost his enthusiasm for Christianity, who is no longer really building the Christian character, and who is not working diligently and fervently in the kingdom for lost souls, not only is doing something to himself, but he has the tendency to do something to other members of the congregation, and even to dull the interest of those who are not Christians in becoming Christians. Such a person lowers the morale of the entire congregation and causes men who are not Christians to think it really isn't worthwhile to become a Christian. He makes it harder for others to be enthusiastic. I dare say that I'm speaking at this very moment, perhaps to thousands of Christians who are lukewarm in their attitude toward Jesus Christ, the church, and its work. And because of your lukewarm attitude, you are causing others to be lukewarm. A person who has this kind of attitude and who manifests it in his life makes it easier for others to be useless. Notice we've already pointed out that the tree, because it bore no fruit, was useless. It not only was useless, it was a hindrance. But a useless person in the church makes it easier for others to be useless. I have seen many people who with great enthusiasm became Christians. And after becoming Christians, they, looking about at other members of the congregation, saw how little they cared about Christianity, and so their own enthusiasm was cooled. And it was not long until they were living as people in the world were living. But our time's gone for today. I want you to know sincerely that I'm glad you've been with us, and I hope you'll be back with us next time to continue our study. Until then, my sincere prayer is that God will bless and keep you.